Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking today about trauma bonds, and it's interesting because it's come up quite a bit in my work this week, and I felt like it was the right thing to talk about. So we're going to be talking about what trauma bonds are versus what real love is and how to really know the difference, and it's going to come pretty clear on what that difference is. What are the signs that we're dealing with when we're in what I consider a trauma bond loop, and how those cycles, what the cycles are, how they begin, how we fall into them, how we get lulled into it. It's going to be an eye-opening show today. It's going to help you. There might be situations that you're dealing with. This could be also applied to a family member or a friend. Many times when our friends or family members are in trauma bonds, we have a tendency of giving them advice, but it seems like they don't take it. Or if they take it, they waver back and forth. And when they waver back and forth, they just decide to keep sticking with it. And you might say, gosh, you know, I see the problems. You know, there's some issues that you need to see. And maybe they come to you for the problematic situation and you feel like you've heard it more times than you want to actually talk about it. And so I think this will be really helpful. So whether you're dealing with a trauma bond cycle in your life, or a good friend of yours or a family member is, and you're watching it from the sidelines and it's painful to watch, or it's overwhelming or stressful to watch, this show is really going to give you some information and really probably be handy to understanding it. So let's begin talking about the cycles of a trauma bond, because I think this is interesting. And why the bonding is so unique and solid is because of the cycles of abuse, you know, whether it's mental or emotional, physical. Usually it's more, you know, mental abuse, right? So it's more of the manipulation, the gaslighting, the making somebody feel, you know, bad about themselves, putting them down, that sort of thing. The devaluation, which is devaluing them, right? So devaluing them, you know, having them question their value, you're questioning their value, and then ultimately the positive reward, because that's also part of it too, right? Because if something was just always negative or painful, you probably wouldn't stick with it, right? There has to be a reward, right? A treat of some sort. And so that positive reinforcement creates the pattern, creates the program, creates the cycle that we end up kind of getting addicted. Well, I should say not kind of, getting addicted to this type of bond. And so because of the trauma of abuse and because of the combination of the devaluation and because of the combination of the reinforcement, I have coined a phrase that I like to say, the blender of emotion. And so many of us who are in trauma bonds have been in a trauma bond, are recovering out of a trauma bond. So many of you watching this right now might say, you know, hey, I'm recovering out of a trauma bond. I'm pulling the pieces of my life back together. And yes, you're right. I was in a blender of emotion. And that blender of emotion is all the feelings at once, right? Because you have these feelings of care, and you have these feelings of love and sympathy and empathy and all these things. At the same time, there's all this other stuff going on. And so what happens in a trauma bond is that both people are in this relationship, and it's a perfect storm for a lot of things to happen that aren't very positive, a lot of things to happen that are very unhealthy, and a lot of cycle patterns to be relived from the beginning of one's life into the same part of their life. And so it's interesting how the abuse alternates, right, between like this kindness. But also don't forget, you know, in these relationships, we also have intimacy, right? So in this relationship, on top of all this, we add intimacy, sex into the equation, right? So that even adds another layer of confusion, right? So in this trauma bond, in this blender of emotion, we're dealing with constant confusion, right? We're dealing with confusion. We're feeling confused. because of all these different things that are happening. And that's what we really want to look at today, because I think when we can look at this today, we're going to really understand it for what it is. And so the first thing that I want to talk about when we talk about the little pieces of the trauma bond is I want to talk about what a lot of people have said is that when you're getting these little pieces of love and these little pieces of affection, they call it, what do we call it? We call it crumbs, right? Crumbing, crumbs, that kind of thing, breadcrumbs, that sort of thing. And why do we call it breadcrumbs? Because you don't get the whole loaf, right? So that's one of the biggest things, is that you're not getting the whole loaf of affection or love. You're getting this little piece given to you at just the proper time to kind of keep you enmeshed in the situation. So you get just a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit, right? But the thing is that's so interesting is that you get this little crumb, but the crumb means so much, right? So, you know, if you've ever been in a trauma bond, or you're currently in a trauma bond, or you're overcoming and recovering from a trauma bond, you know that the crumbs that you got appeared to be the full loaf, right? You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. They're being nice. Oh, this feels so good. Or oh, they did make me a sandwich, you know, or whatever it looks like. Or, you know, or they did pick up the bottle of shampoo I needed, or whatever it is. But amongst the abuse, the devaluation, all of that stuff. So the crumbs are interesting because the crumbs keep us in it. Okay? And, you know, it's interesting because once you start getting used to receiving the crumbs, once you start getting used to it, it's interesting how we can manipulate our own mind to believe that the crumbs are something that's amazing, right? Oh my gosh. You know, I had a friend of mine one time that we were talking about the crumbs, and they said, yeah, they said, you know, occasionally they would get me, you know, a gummy candy, or they would get me a candy bar at the gas station, and it meant the world to me. And I remember how important that candy bar was. But see, that was the only nice thing that had been done in a really long time. And you understand that that's what really crumbing is. So think about it from that angle. If you've experienced that, it's these small things. And I'm not saying that every act of kindness needs to be huge, but I'm saying when those are the only acts of kindness, that's why we call it crumbs, right? Okay, another thing that's interesting about the trauma bond is what I would consider the drama piece. So there's constant drama. There's constant ups and downs in the relationship. But what I've also found is that one person is constantly trying to explain themselves to the other person, okay? And I've done a lot of work on this. I have a master class out, and one of the coaching sessions is directly talking about over-explaining why we do it, how to stop. And one of the things that I found, though, is that in this cycle, we have a tendency of one person over-explaining, constantly trying to be understood, constantly trying to be accepted. See, that's also part of the trauma bond, too, because I found that oftentimes in a trauma bond, one person will tell the other person that they are selfish, that they're evil, that they're horrible, that nobody would ever want to be with them. God, I can't even believe I'm with you, because nobody would ever live with you. Nobody would ever live with you or be with you. I mean, my God, you're lucky to have me in your life. I mean, I don't think anybody could deal with you. I mean, your kids don't even like you. I mean, so that's one of the things that's interesting about the trauma bond, because you begin to believe that you're actually lucky to have this person. I know. I mean, it's wild. It's like, you know, you're lulled into believing that you're hanging out with, like, the Grim Reaper, and this is going to be a great night. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't think it's going to end well. But it's like, think about it from that perspective. It's very interesting. And the ups and downs is what gives the addictive quality to this type of relationship. Because you know what I'm saying. I mean, when there's not a lot of drama in a relationship, there's not a lot of fight or flight. When there's not, you know, when you're not having to prove yourself and prove your value. And I think we go into these trauma bonds proving ourselves and proving our value because we've gone through this before. This is not new. This is something that we've experienced when we were younger, right? Many of you experienced it when, you know, you were being, you know, mom and dad. You know, mom and dad, there was one parent that didn't get you, didn't understand you, didn't accept what you said, so you find yourself constantly explaining yourself. And so a lot of times in the trauma bond when we're adults, it's a direct correlation, right, to our core wounds. to the wounds that we had as a child, our core wounds. And we can't just throw away the core wounds. We can't just hide it under a rug. We can't just act like it doesn't exist, because our core wounds come out in every single thing that we do. Okay. And because we haven't dealt with it yet, if we haven't dealt with it and we haven't worked on our core wounds, we can't get past them, because it's going to come out in every relationship we have. It's going to be exposed to some degree, and it's also going to trigger us, right, to stay in certain relationships based on what we're used to. You know, I have folks that I work with ask me, they're like, how did I fall for this? How did I fall for this? How did I let this happen? How did I go into this relationship? I feel stupid. I'm like, you're not stupid. Stop saying that. There is no judgment here. You know, the last thing you are is stupid. It's actually the fact that you've been accustomed to this, because if you've never been accustomed to having to prove yourself, if you've never been accustomed to trying to over-explain to get somebody to accept your reality, if you've never had to over-explain or try to prove your value or feel lesser than and trying to pull yourself out of this hole, you would never be here, because this wouldn't make sense to you. The entire relationship would not make sense to you, because you wouldn't understand the other person, because you would say, wait, this is confusing to me, because this doesn't seem right, because this is not my normal. I don't even know where this is coming from. See, trauma bonds become the normal because that's what we were kind of exposed to. I think it's interesting, too, in a trauma bond. One of the things that I find so interesting is that the good times in these types of relationships make you forget the bad times, right? And it's consistent. And it makes you forget the bad times. It makes you forget it. And so it becomes this kind of rinse, repeat kind of situation over and over again that I find so interesting. Is that when we're in it and you have like the negative kind of times that you're dealing with, all of a sudden there's this like crumb, there's this fun time, and because we're in this fight or flight, and because we have all this stuff going on all at one time, and you know, there's addictive quality with it as well, and we'll talk more about that, but you know, it's kind of the perfect storm, because in that moment of fun or in that moment of kindness, it's like that award situation where you feel like we're getting an award, and we can actually kind of get a dopamine hit from that, which is much as kind of an addiction is, right? And so we need to think about that, because that's something that's really important for us to look at, to understand, because I think sometimes what happens is you look at the good times and you focus on those good times and you forget what just happened, you know, yesterday. And sometimes the cycles in these relationships can be longer, and sometimes they can be shorter. And what I mean by that is that you can have a length of time in between the good times and the not so good times or the really bad times, or you can actually go back up and down quite frequently. It could be weeks, it could be months, it could be days, it could be hours with some relationships. And I feel like that actually increases the fight or flight mode in the defense mode even more. And so that puts us in that blender of emotion. And so we're going to be talking more about that here today in the show. We're going to also talk about the risk factors of being in a trauma bond, what those higher risk factors are, and some of the stages of the trauma bond, so we can really understand the stages as well, because we're going to figure this all out, at least to a degree of being able to identify it, understand it, and be able to figure out how to get a plan to get out. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about trauma bonds, what trauma bonds are, how to know when you're in it, how to be able to see and be aware of the cycle and pattern in your life. And right before the break, we've been talking about crumbs. We have been talking about the crumbs of love and validation. We talked about some of the drama, the ups and downs, trying to over-explain ourselves, to prove our value, to prove our truth, and how a lot of times we can fall into the trap of doing that, right? We fall into the trap of trying to prove ourselves in a hope of having validation, right? In a hope of getting validated. And I find that to be interesting because a lot of times when we are needing to get validated in a relationship, this is just a connecting. This is just from what happened before when we were younger, the need for validation, the need for acceptance from a parental unit normally. And then we find ourselves again in a relationship that we're having to jump through the same hoops, prove the same things, do the same work. And it seems so normal because guess what? It is our normal. It doesn't mean it's healthy. There's a very big difference between healthy and normal. You know, one of the other interesting things about a trauma bond is that, you know, many times more often than not, you feel like you're walking on eggshells, right? You don't really know what you can say. And I think really one of the big things about a trauma bond is that usually what happens is that one person does not have the luxury of having their own feelings. They're not allowed to express their own feelings, right? Because their feelings are not essential. And a lot of times through manipulation and gaslighting, when somebody does bring up a point that's very important, the other person will manipulate and put them down, right? Because it's almost like apologizing in the same sentence, putting somebody down in the same point, right? It's not a real apology. Right, and so there's a lot of different levels of manipulation, but walking on eggshells is a big thing because you don't know how the other person's going to respond. I also find that in a trauma bond, more often than not, we don't have a lot of great communication because it doesn't seem like either one of us really understand the other. And it seems that one of us is overly explaining more often than not, but the other person's never really understanding from whence we came, right? Because they don't understand what we're trying to explain. And usually, even in trying to explain ourselves or our own emotions, we end up tapping and triggering in to the victim reality of the other person, where the other person is telling us how they're a victim and how we're mistreating them. And so there's multiple levels here that we have to be able to understand. The other one, too, is that how it's so hard to leave the relationship because the program has been so ingrained, right? When the program's been ingrained for a long period of time, it may be hard to leave. And it's interesting, too, how I believe that when you're in a relationship like that, trying to prove your value, trying to prove yourself, trying to make your emotions known or be understood. And I think a lot of you fall into this category. It's like, I just want to be understood by my significant other, but it doesn't seem like anything I do or say allows for this understanding. And I feel like I'm hitting a wall, you know, emotionally, mentally, physically, because I just don't seem to be able to communicate how I'm feeling. And that can be very tragic and challenging because it can feel very isolating because the person doesn't understand where we're coming from. But also, it's almost like they don't also want to accept how we feel about where we are. Like, we don't have the right to feel a certain way. And so a lot of this is the perfect storm because it goes back to both people dealing with their core wounds, their childhood wounds, whatever, core, childhood, whatever you'd like to talk about, but basically the unresolved past trauma, right? And so we're acting it out right again on a new play, on a new stage, and we're walking through this trying to understand this. Because it's something we're used to, and it's based on our need for validation and acceptance. And I want to talk about, when we return, we're going to talk about the risk factors. Like, what are some of the factors that are a good indication that we may find ourselves in a trauma bond? Like, what are the things that you may possess or have that could actually kind of fortify more of a trauma bond or put you into that? As well as we're going to talk about the different stages of trauma bonding and what that looks like, and then what we can do to begin to let go of this programming and begin to move on and be successful in finding our true identity and living our true life. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom and enjoy. I'm a genealogist, Jeff, and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's D-A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S, genealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Labor Department reports 266,000 jobs were added last month. That's less than half of the numbers for March and lower than economists were expecting. President Biden says the economy is still digging out of a very deep hole.
Out of an economic collapse that cost us 22 million jobs.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about identifying, discussing trauma bonds, right? And right before the break, I had talked that I'd really want to bring up some of the risk factors, the reasons why we find ourselves more in a trauma bond. You know, the first risk factor that I find is the self-esteem component, right? When we have a lower self-esteem, we can be definite targets in this situation because the manipulation and gaslighting can become so vicious that we begin to believe ourselves to not be very good or to not be lovable or to not be a nice person or be a selfish person or a mean person or whatever it is that that person's telling us that we are, right? And if we do have a lower self-esteem, we tend to believe it. Maybe we don't stand up for ourselves. And a lot of times when we have a lower self-esteem, we actually don't create the boundaries that we need with people to keep our values intact. And what I mean by that is that we all have values. A lot of times we don't realize what our values are. Okay, these values define up who we are. They create our reality, correct? But it's interesting. We don't really focus on it. We don't really identify the values. But when we're in a trauma bond, what we're doing is we're allowing this other person constantly to walk all over what matters to us. Okay? We're allowing this person to use this to walk all over us in this situation. Okay? And so they keep taking away, taking away, taking away the things that actually matter to us most, which makes us have a lower and lower self-esteem, right? Because we feel like we can't leave. One of the things that I also find that that's a higher risk factor for a trauma bond is financial difficulties, right? If we have financial difficulties, if we're stuck in a situation because we don't have the finances to move out on our own, right? If we don't have the finances to have our own place. Another is a health issue. You know, when we have health issues and, you know, we're unable to take care of ourselves completely, you know, we depend on other people, you know, we can be in a trauma bond and not understand how to get out because not only we might know that it's happening, but it might be hard because we have all these other issues, you know, playing a factor. One of the biggest things, though, is the past trauma, right? So the past trauma that we've gone through, whether it's with our mother or father or grandmother or grandfather or relative, whatever that looks like. That past trauma that we went through that was not resolved or understood, figured out, and let go of is transpiring again in this current situation. Okay, and that's why it's so magnified and so painful a lot of times, and that's why it's so easily addictive, because it almost feels like that person knows you. It's almost like when you first meet that person in the first beginning of this relationship, it seems so fast. Right? It's like, oh my gosh, it was like, because within a few weeks, that component of understanding them or feeling like they understand you becomes so weirdly and quickly solid. One of the things that I find that's a very interesting telltale of a trauma bond is that the other person may ask you to do things that go against your values. Okay? Now, and we'll talk about the value thing here at the end of the show, because this is one of the biggest golden nuggets there is, and it's something that I work with clients on ultimately to try to understand themselves. But one of the things that I really find as a telltale sign with a trauma bond is that the other person will push you and push you to the limits and push you to the limits of your boundaries, right? And we don't have boundaries usually in a trauma bond. That's why we're in a trauma bond. But they'll push us to do things that we would normally not do. They push us to do things that we don't feel good about doing. But then they turn around and make us feel good somewhere on the end, giving us crumbs of validations or whatever it is to make us feel better about doing it, instead of doing the right thing and not trying to push our buttons and not trying to run all over our values. Do you see how that's interesting? So it's like, if I push you to do something and you feel really, really bad about it, that you start crying and you're upset and we have an issue with that, and I'm over there wiping the tears from your face, that's like a crumb of validation. But really what I should have done is saying, hey, I'm really sorry that I pushed that with you. You do not have to do this. Let's stop this. Take care of your stuff that you need to take care of, okay? Me wiping the tears off your face in a positive way with a Kleenex and a pat on the back is not really solving anything. Basically, what I've done is I've manipulated you to feel better about breaking your own values. I've just made you feel better about breaking your own values. And guess what? I got off pretty scot-free with just being able to wipe the tears from your face with a Kleenex. But it was Puffs Plus, right? It had the lotion in it. I mean, I went the full, you know, I spent $3 on that thing of tissue. Come on. I mean, you think about it. That's what trauma bond is, okay? So it's not actually effectively helping you do anything. It's actually being caustic, right? And helping you actually devour yourself and lose your own identity in the process, clinging more to the trauma bond, okay? See how it is? It's like, because when we start losing ourselves more and more, you know, we start feeling insecure, we start feeling insecure, we start feeling stressful, we start feeling like we need somebody around us to feel better, and guess what? They're here! They're right here! Even though they're the exact person that's actually kind of co-creating the ruining of our life. Right? But the way that they present it is that, you know, they're just glad we're here because we wouldn't be able to have, nobody else would be able to deal with this, you know, because we're so overwhelming to deal with, you know, and so, It's interesting how we begin to lose ourselves. One of another risk factors to be aware of is not having a support system, okay? And one of the things about the trauma bond that's so interesting, okay, and this is interesting, is that usually with the trauma bond, there's a time period where the other person is unhappy with your friends and family and other people in your life. And so, well, see, this is going back to our values again. So if we allow them to take over and we want to please them, what do? We start pushing everybody away, right? We push everybody away because it's inconvenient. We push everybody away because the other person can't stand it. We don't want to have the argument, right? We don't want to make them unhappy. We don't want to displease them. And so because we don't have that support group, we have a tendency of hearing that other person manipulate us over and over again, right? If somebody is consistently manipulating you and they have your ear all the time, how do you think that's going to work out? Because within that manipulation is what I call word salad, right? There's a combination of nicety. There's a combination of this kind of pseudo love. It's not real love. The pseudo love. There's a combination of manipulation. There's a combination of gaslighting. There's a combination of victimization. Right? So that's why we call it word salad, because everything has all these double meanings, and it really, it's kind of gross after a while when you start looking at it. And so when we're surrounded by that manipulation, it can be really hard to understand where we stand because we're questioning ourselves. Also, another last couple of things that I want to talk about with the risk factors is being bullied in the past, being bullied before in the past, being pushed around in the past, being not validated. So when your feelings were not valid, when you're not validated, having that kind of background in the past as a child, growing up as a young adult, is definitely key. But also that lack of personal identity. And what I mean by that is we all have an identity, but I'm talking about strengthening our identity so that we can completely understand when somebody's trying to take our autonomy. Okay? When somebody's trying to tell us that we are something that we're not. Okay, and the stronger our identity is to ourselves, the more we begin to understand. So when somebody is feeding us a line of BS and manipulation, we actually can begin to see it for what it is. And that's what I think is so important, because we have to see that for what it is to be able to break this. Okay, and that's critical. And we're going to talk about ways of getting out of it. But I want to talk about a couple of stages real quick. Because I think that, you know, this could also be eye-opening. Might not be eye-opening for a situation you're in, but it could be eye-opening for a situation that a friend's been dealing with. Because remember, when a friend or a family member is in a trauma bond, you know, we don't realize it. We just think, oh, just break up with them. You know, hey, it's not working, just leave, you know. Very much easier said than done. Okay. And it can be a very painful, it's a very toxic experience, it plays on childhood core wounds, and so it's not really necessarily the person that's so hard to break up with, it's the program that's so hard to break up with. And the person, you know, is just kind of the place setting, the figurehead of all this stuff that's mounted up since childhood. So it's really tough and challenging. And that's why, you know, sometimes I know it can be hard to listen to friends and family that are going through it, but understand, they have to get to the point where they see the light. They have to get to the point where they actually see the manipulation. And then they have to get to the point when they realize that they are not the names and the labels that the other person has given them. Now, see, this is really hard, because a lot of times the labels and the names that were given them were things that came up when they were children as well. So it's really hard, because they're trying to prove that they're not, but there's a possibility that they could be that. What if they are true? What if I am acting this way? And you see how you get into that blender of emotion? Because you start questioning, maybe they're right. Maybe I am mean. Maybe I am this. Maybe I am reactive. Maybe I am explosive. But it's actually seeing the truth for that and understanding that when somebody says that to you, has those labels for you, what's in the background of that? What were they wanting right after that? Like when they said that you're mean, or you're selfish, what was right before that that led to that? What was it that they wanted? What is it that you weren't agreeing to? What was the boundary that you weren't letting them cross? Okay, this is just all super awareness, guys. And this is what we want. So let's talk about the stages. Then we'll talk about how to remove ourselves and begin to be awakened to the situation. So a lot of you know about the love bombing stage. We've done multiple videos on that here on our YouTube channel. Just go to Ashley Burgess. You'll find the love bombing which is all about the love and validation piece of a lot of these relationships, right? And that's what lures us in into it, because we see this part of the relationship and it feels so good and we're getting all this attention and it feels really good, but we don't realize that that's not the truth. We don't realize that that's not going to stay. Okay? That's the lure in. You know, that's like, you know, back in the day when they used to do the drug, you remember the public service announcement, the drug videos where they say, you know, they get you once with the free stuff, you know, and then you got to come back and keep paying for it. I remember like the kids' PSA videos where you see the kid in the schoolyard getting the drugs. Anyway, it's interesting, but see, the fact is that you get lured into it. You get this love and this support and all this stuff that you want. We just don't realize it's not real. It's not here to stay. And that's where we begin. And then there's this trust part that we create in the relationship, and that's where we're divulging all this stuff about ourselves because we feel like we can, because we're in the safe zone, this treehouse of trust, right? Where we start telling them everything about ourselves, past relationships, things that we've done that we're not proud of, things that scare us, you know, our fear factors, our biggest fears, our biggest weaknesses. We begin to talk all about that. But see, we don't realize that that can be used against us. We think that we're telling us in the treehouse of trust and everything's safe and this is a really safe environment. There's no. See, we don't realize that. And so we give all this information that later on can be used against us and used to manipulate us with. When somebody knows your triggers and knows your buttons because you told them, right? That's where they get the information. And I'm not saying, oh, that was bad. I'm just saying we can't go backwards. Now let's make it right. So I understand some of you are saying, well, hey, I've been there. I'm already there. But how do I make it right? Then we go through the gaslighting phase, right, about how this is all your fault and that you should be able to trust them and that if you could just do what they say you should do, basically, everything's going to be fine, you know. But then that's based on the subtle control, right? Control is everything. Because that, you see, remember the interesting part about control is that it's not about telling somebody, you better do this or you better do that. It's the subtle control, right? So if somebody doesn't do what you want them to do, right? And then y'all get home from dinner and maybe they hung out with people you didn't want them to hang out with. What happens? There's no intimacy, right? Maybe there's no conversation. Maybe there's the silent treatment. Just a little bit. Maybe what y'all were going to do tomorrow gets canceled. I can't make it. Subtle things. Okay? And then when you start acquiescing to what they want you to do, subtle things again. Right? Subtle things of positive reinforcement. Okay? So you don't go out with your friends. You know, I make, oh, you're going out with your friends. Oh, okay. Oh, you know what? I won't go out with my friends. Let's stay home and do something. Subtly reinforcing. Maybe they go in there and make something for you to eat. Maybe a hug, right? Maybe they sit closer to you on the couch. Various different little things to get you to do these things. But it never is really out in the open, right? It's all kind of a play-by-play kind of silent control manipulation game quietly on the down low that's unspoken. Right? But if we're not paying attention to it, we start going, oh, well, that felt good. I mean, wow, she's sitting closer to me on the couch tonight. Wow, that's not, oh, wow, she made some popcorn. That's really sweet. Right? But it's not always at the exact time that you've done something they want. They wait a little while and they bring it. Right? Just the same as that subtle pullback, that subtle undiscussed anger, that subtle you're not good enough for me to speak to type stuff. And, you know, what happens, though, is as we go through that, trying to acquiesce and make them happy, we lose our sense of self. We lose our identity. And that becomes scary because we become confused, right? Our self-esteem gets lower because we're confused as to who we are and what we stand for. There's multiple levels of things that happen here, right? We become even more unhappy because then our happiness is actually toggled and tethered to their actions and attitudes about us. So it's no longer about us being happy for us being happy. It's based on how we're making them happy and how they're treating us becomes our basis of happiness. And that's where the cookie crumbles. That's where the issue is. And then eventually we have the addiction component, right? Where we get addicted to the ups and downs. We get addicted to those crumbs of validation. And it's hard for us to see the truth. So in return, I'm going to give you some solutions, some nuggets of info to help if you're in this situation or if you have a friend that is. So stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about trauma bonds. And right before the break, I was talking about the 7 stages of trauma bonding, what it looks like. And if you've been through it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's interesting how it's rinse and repeat. You know, love bombing, the trust, the developing the trust. You know, how the criticism and the put-downs begin. Then the gaslighting and the manipulation, right? Then the control, right? Then we have the loss of ourself, right? And then we have the addiction component where we just keep doing it again. We got the good part. Okay, it's good. I forgot about the bad part. Oh, wait, I can't leave. We have all these different factors. I'm questioning my self-esteem, my self-worth, my self-value. I don't know who I am. I lost my identity. And then we start losing our happiness because we're interfacing our happiness based on how happy they are, and that's based on what we're doing for them. So it's all a control, right? Because really, then all of a sudden our happiness is like we're walking on eggshells. We don't want to get yelled at. We don't want to have all these problems. So we try to acquiesce and do what we're supposed to do based on this like subtle control that they're giving us. Because they're not really, most of the time when somebody's really, really good at manipulating, it's subtle. Now, it's not always subtle, but sometimes it can be very subtle. And sometimes the mask completely comes off, you know, and the person will lose it. And when that happens, that's always interesting because a lot of times you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But when there's that much anger and hostility towards you, I want you to be aware that if somebody can go there, that's critical to understand that if you can go all the way to that extreme and you're trying to get me to believe that you love me, how do you say horrible, mean things that are outrageous and still turn around and try to convince me of your love? Okay. You know, some of the things that I've read from clients, you know, you read that and it's like, horrible. And the name calling and the abuse and the amount of profanity and calling someone out and everything else, it's horrible. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable behavior. And sometimes you might have to hear that from me to understand that that is not acceptable behavior. It is definitely not healthy, and you do not need to expose yourself to that. So the first thing that you can begin to do to offset, to at least begin to see the trauma bond, is to stop listening to what they're telling you about you. One of the biggest confusions that has happened and will happen in a trauma bond is that instead of being able to see who you are for you, you begin to listen to them tell you who you are. And usually it's based on problems. Usually it's about your insecurities. It's about your, it's about the things that you do wrong. It's about the things that you don't understand. It's about who you are. It's about you're selfish, you're mean, you're vengeful, you're evil, you're a piece of whatever. All these different things that are said. We need to identify ourselves, and so we need to stop listening to their identification of us, because we need to begin to realize that that's manipulation to keep us in the relationship, because obviously they feel scared that we're going to leave. They're scared of that, so they're calling us those names to keep us there because we are fearful that nobody else will ever love us. We need to also begin to define our values separate from the relationship. And the way that you can begin to define your values right now, and I think one of the easiest ways to, instead of trying to figure it out from the ground up, is, you know, what were some of the things that you've done in the last few months that have really upset you for this person? What are some of the things that you feel like you've had to sacrifice for this person? Take those sacrificing, take those concepts and see what value, what piece of you did you have to sacrifice to make this person happy? What piece of you did you have to sacrifice to make this person happy? And I mean that. So if it was like, if it was your independence and you had to, or if it was your family, if you had to cut your family out, family, and it hurt you to the core, family is one of your core values. We need to start creating the values, understand what the values mean in our life, be able to assimilate a solid value regime, and to understand ourselves so the next time that they try to topple over us and try to take from us and try to get us to sacrifice, right, if most of the time because of their future faking of what they telling us the relationship will be. And we just came out with a video this week on YouTube. It's what are like real promises versus future faking, how to know the difference there. And last but not least is that I want you to begin to see yourself, and if you can separately, if you're not having to live with this person, you know, being able to communicate via email is a great way to stop some of the heavy manipulation, because we got to get out of the fog. We have to have some distance to get out of this manipulative fog. Okay, and if we're hearing it all day, every day, it's hard not to believe it, especially the negative things that they're saying about you. But I need you to be able to step back and analyze, you know, because what they're going for is also triggers from you in your past, and understanding how you've disclosed that information and how they're using that against you. We'll be doing more shows on this subject and more subjects on how to understand these types of relationships, how to overcome them. If you haven't already, check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Also, check out some of the new videos we have up on YouTube and some of the shows that we have here as well. We'll be back next week. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back, and we know it. We'll be back this time in three shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our ancestors' genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Ancestors' clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.